This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And it sure have been good listening to that voice broadcasting the opening weekends of the LSU softball and baseball seasons. I'm talking about Mr. Lynn Rollins, who introduces us every morning. And good Saturday morning to you. Are you enjoying this spring-like weather? Well, I can tell you a lot of the vegetation sure is fooled about it, but I think it's coming to an end. I got a pretty gnarly weekend weather-wise this weekend, and we'll find out what effect this is all having on fish and game and also on the fishermen and hunters. We like to have our multiple sources of up-to-the-minute reports. They come from you, the audience. So if you have had a successful fishing or hunting trip this week, we'd like to include it along with your comments and your questions, and we'll add it to the reports we get from our professional captains and marina operators. You do that by simply texting us in our in-studio text line. Your message comes to us at 504-260-1870. And for our hunting buddies, it's just a few. Small game hunting season still open for a few more weeks, but if you're like me and other hunters, you're turning your thoughts to the wild turkey season. And we'll be talking about how do you scout for turkeys in the coming weeks. Well, we also have a story of a very successful Louisiana deer hunter. Well, he got too much of a good thing, you might say. And today he's our bad boy of the outdoors. We're also going to be talking about next week's Troops and Tusk Wild Hog Tournament. The director, Derek Poor, is going to join us to tell us the lineup and how you can get involved. These are a participant or a spectator in this great event to benefit veterans. And speaking of stories, we'll also hear from Lady LSU Tiger softball team member, Maddie McKee. She is the star of this week's Bayou Wild TV's Tigers in the Wild episode called Cat Island Getaway. You'll hear from her. We'll also talk to about a very successful launch of their 2025 season. Duck season. All right, now it's come and gone, and it's time to evaluate this past season and past several seasons. And I'm going to tell you why, if you're a duck hunter, you do not want to miss next week's show. We're going to hear from a couple of waterfowl biologists who have been sounding the alarm about the duck population demise for years. And how it got to this point, what it means to hunters, and what it'll take to turn that around, and we'll also like to get your opinion on their message. Taking a look at that all-important coastal marine forecast, and it does not look good. I'm surprised they're not calling for a small craft advisory, at least for tomorrow or tonight, and possibly they will. But right now, it looks like this. In the Gulf of America, you can expect 3 to 5 foot seas. driven by south winds 15 to 20 knots. That's also what you're going to find on the interior lakes and bays, and that's going to present a chop to maybe some even rougher conditions tomorrow when it kicks up even a little more. Looking at about 20% chance of rain today, 80% tomorrow. A lot of that, I think, is going to come through overnight. Looking at northwest winds tomorrow, they'll completely switch around from south to northwest. Continue at a high pace at 15 to 20 knots, looking at 4 to 7 foot seas out in the Gulf. Average tide range, not much, and I don't think that's going to mean a whole lot. It's 0.3 is the average tide. Mississippi River stage is sitting at 7.8. There are some alternatives. I'll tell you about the Biloxi Boat Show. I'm going to be hanging out there this weekend. You might want to go take a look at what's the latest in boats and fishing tackle and equipment there. Also might want to take care of some maintenance on your particular boats and put away the hunting gear, clean it all up if you finished hunting. And also, you know, just kind of take your time and go through your tackle and get ready. Or you could go freshwater fishing. You know, that's not going to be as seriously affected, although some of the rivers are getting high and muddy, and that's not good news either. So we got a lot to talk about this morning. Glad you decided to tune us in. We hope you'll stay with us throughout the whole program. And coming up in just a few minutes, we'll be talking to Robbie Campo at Campo's Marina in Shell Beach, getting a St. Bernard and Lower Plaquemines report right after this time out. Well, you're listening to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. And besides shrimp, Campo's Marina is probably going to have some pork chops. Understand the killer ended up down on a nice hog down there. Robbie, tell us about the story.
Well, you know, Don, you know, for Valentine's Day, she wanted to go hog hunting. I said, all right, go ahead. So she went back there. And first of all, happy Valentine's Day weekend, I guess, to everybody out there that's listening. But my wife wanted to go. She wanted to go hunting yesterday. I said, all right, well, go right ahead. So she goes back there, takes four-wheel throw stand, you know, here in Shell Beach. And I'm sitting out here by the Kiwis trailer. You know, we just hanging out over there by the food trailer. And at 6:03, I hear, bah! You know, because she's only a mile back at 30-06 is loud, you know. So the wind's blowing from the southeast. I hear the shot. So shortly after, I hear the phone call. I'm coming to get you. I got a big one. I said, all right. So she comes on out. She comes picks me up. I go back there with her. And pork chops it is. So
happy Valentine's Day.
yeah, absolutely. It was a fine hog, man. Big old boar hog. He had some big old cutters on him. It was probably... probably some of the biggest cutters that I've seen on a hog down here in quite some time. So, and I got a really good friend of mine. You know, he's a Latino guy and he's legal. But anyway, he comes and gets them and they cook them for their church and nothing goes to waste around here. We, you know, we always got somebody that wants something. So, you know, he'll be probably rolling on a pit today. So you can't get no better than that.
Yep, no shortage of right. Those things either. We're going to talk a little bit about a wild hog tournament coming up a little bit later on. Well, I bet you had people fishing in short pants down there this weekend, huh? We got to a little bit of the 80s, but you know, it's still a little cool out there.
Yeah, well, you know, Don. Well, last week was beautiful. This week here, you know. We started to see, we had a couple cool days. Now, it did catch some fish, but we did see more of the smorgasbord type of fishing, typical February fishing, than we did week before last. So, you know, we had that warm-up. You know, we've seen a bunch of trout get caught, but this past week, not so much. We saw, you know, it was more black drums, redfish, you know, freshwater cats, sheephead, yeah, the typical February stuff, you know. So, we don't have a whole lot of tide movement today. I think we got like 0.3 of a foot today or something. It's not much, but I think you're gonna have some wind blown current. So if you are out and about, you wanted to fish today, you're gonna have to find somewhere where the wind is blowing some current around one of these points or whatever. It's blowing anywhere from 11 to 15 miles an hour down here right now at the southeast. So, be very careful today because it's not going to be a fun ride. I can promise you. I really don't expect too many people to fish in this, you know, today, Don, but, you know, because of the tide movement, there's no tide movement and, you know, just being too windy, but some people are going to go, and if you are going to go right across there in Shell Beach Bayou, going to the lake, they caught fish in that first curve. They caught, you know, my godfather got the camp next door. They went there. Let's see, it was Thursday, and they put 8 puppy drums in the boat, a couple freshwater catfish, and, you know, it made a little day out of it right across the channel here. So they are catching fish within eyesight of this place. It's just not the speckled trout run that we had, week before last.
Yeah, well, we got to remember, it is February, by the way, you know, which is generally a little bit of a tough month. So to be able to put some fish in is a good thing. Yeah, tomorrow's even going to be worse, and it's going to be totally different. It's going to be a big, strong northwest wind pushing water out instead of that south wind pushing water in.
Yeah, I don't believe we're going to have a whole lot of action going on around here, Don, this weekend. But I tell you what, this month is a good month to do. Get your boat checked out. Go bring your boat. I mentioned this before a couple of weeks ago. Go get your boats checked out at this time of the year. When things are slow, you know, right now, like everybody's just getting finished with hunting seasons and what have you. People, you know, they don't think about this kind of stuff. But, usually if a battery's going to go dead, it goes dead in cold weather. Make sure your batteries are good. Make sure your bearings are all good in your trailers and your tackle. And, Eric, go through your stuff while you got bad weather day. There's things that you could do to prepare for this up-and-coming season, because I think we're going to have a really busy one, Don. I really do.
I agree with you. Robbie, thanks for the report. As always, we appreciate it. Any parades down there people need to be concerned with traffic-wise this weekend, or is that not started yet?
No. And I don't think it's this. We do have one in Chalmette. That's Knights of Nemesis, but I don't know when that one's rolling. I don't believe that's till next week. But I'll find out. I'll shoot you a text and let you know.
All right. Thanks so much, Robbie. We appreciate it.
Okay, buddy. Talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
There he goes, Robbie Campo at Campo's Marina. All right, we come back and I'll tell you about some alternative things to do. The Biloxi Boat Show is going on. They got a big boat raffle. And, in fact, I drew the winning ticket last year. You might be getting the winning ticket if you head down there this weekend. Also got some special on-location broadcasts coming up next month. I want to tell you about those. And a very special show next week. We're going to be talking about ducks. A very serious conversation about the demise of ducks. And have a couple of special biologists will be joining us. If you're a duck hunter, please plan to be tuned in next Saturday morning. We'll be right back after this. You're listening to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. All right, as we were talking about, this weather's weekend is going to kind of limit the activities you might want to get out and do. But if you want to make some time, even before or after your trip, the Biloxi Boat Shows are ongoing this weekend at the Gulf Coast Coliseum. One of the highlights is the 2025 Tidewater Boat Raffle. This is conducted by the Mississippi CCA, the Coastal Conservation Association. They're selling tickets there on location. The drawing is going to be tomorrow at 3:30 p.m. This is a $70,000 rig. It's a Tidewater Baymax 2110. It's a beautiful bay boat. If you want to get in on it and perhaps get the winning ticket, stop by there and get your ticket. And if you come by, look around for me. I'll be there later on today at the Gulf Coast Coliseum Biloxi Boat Show. Speaking of boat shows, we're going to be part of a boat show, an in-house boat show, coming up in a couple of weeks. This will be on Saturday morning, March the 8th. We're going to be at Scott's Marine in Alberta. We're going to be returning there. I think this is our third year we'll be doing their open house broadcast. Going to have door prizes, free food. They'll open their doors. Actually, I'll be there 5 to 7. You can come in there as early as you like that day. But for the rest of the days, they'll open early at 8 a.m. Going to have all those brands of all kind of boats. You know, Alabama, South Alabama is kind of like Louisiana. A lot of different water types, and there's a lot of different types of boats that can be used. Everything from those Sun Tracker pontoons, the Tritunes, all weld aluminum boats. Got the Tracker boats, the Nitro if you're into bass fishing high end. The Tahoe family runabouts. They have Mako fishing boats, Tracker side-by-sides. They've got certified mechanics over there, Yamaha and Mercury. There's going to be some free Bass Pro Shop gift cards if you purchase some of the selected models, and Mercury's even given extended warranties on some of their horsepower models. So it's going to be a great 3 days going on. Again, that is going to be March 5th through 8th. Our friend Wingbone, Ed from Wilmer, Alabama, is going to drop by and demonstrate how he makes those turkey calls out of turkey wings. And in fact, he's got one he's going to give away, so you can register for that. You can also register for some Uncle Larry's gumbo. I'm going to have several jars of the gumbo, and it's doing a few. Uncle Larry wanted me to give it away, so there'll be some other prizes, too, that Scott's Marine is going to be putting out there. So plan to come by there sometime that Saturday or the day before or after if you can't make it Saturday. It's a three-day boat show going on at Scott's Marine, Alberta, Alabama. The following Saturday, March 15th, I'm going to be at the Martian Bayou Spring Fling. That's in Mandeville, right there on Florida Boulevard, the main drag. Some people call it Highway 190. They'll have some, I call it bourbon and biscuits to kick off the morning. Tin Cup representatives are going to be out there with some of their whiskey samples. You need to try it. It's really smooth stuff. And all kinds of discounts. They got manufacturers' reps usually show up out there and talk about their new lures, their products, and do some demonstrations for you. So we got that coming up in the month of March. I'd love for you to come out and meet me in person. I'd like to meet you, some of our listeners. I know we talk every week and we kind of know each other, but we really don't. And it's always good when you come out there. All right, so those are a couple things coming up there. Also, I want to tell you about, the fish kills. They're still kind of assessing what's going on. I think the bottom line they're coming up with was, there was some serious losses in certain areas. It was kind of restricted to the middle portion of the state, the Barataria, Terrebonne Basins. Outside of that, the fish kills were less, but nowhere near some of the major kills that we've had, like going back to 1989 and some of those prior years. So I think we're going to be okay on the fish kill front. I don't think it's going to seriously affect anything, and certainly I don't believe it's going to precipitate any changes in regulations or further restrictions on fishing dates or bag limits. All right, we get fishing reports from my friend Josh Sykes. If you're planning a trip up to Toledo Bend, or you want to go to Toledo Bend and catch some of that freshwater fish, some excellent activity up there, he sends us a report this week, the Sockelet or Crappie report. He said they're headed towards the banks. They're being caught now. They moved up. They're a little shallow from 1 to 8 foot of water. If you like to fish them shallow, now is the time. They're catching them. Bring some black chartreuse jigs. Fish them around hard cover. You'll find staging fish going to be in about 4 to 8 foot of water. Those you catch with a cork and a shiner, or really fun way to catch them, and I haven't done this in a while, is use that Roadrunner. Just fish it over the top of the grass and nail those Sockelet. As far as bass fishing, Toledo Bend and bass, it's almost one word. The bass bite there has been steady all this week. They're not as catching as many fish as they were, but the size has improved. There's a lot of pre-spawn females. They're staging in the grass in 3 to 8 foot. You can catch those on red rattle traps. Bring a gold jerk bait, and you might want to try that green pumpkin chatterbait. There's also fish deeper in 12 to 18 foot of water. You catch those on a black and blue jig or a Carolina rig fishing around the creek swing. So we want to thank Josh Sykes from Bent Rods Guide Service up in Toledo Bend. And by the way, we've got part two of that coming up on Bayou Wild TV, another episode of Bassin' on the Bend and also Crappien on the Bend, you might want to say. Yeah, that fish has got all kind of names. Crappie, White Perch, Sockelet, Paper Mouth. There's a beautiful fish, wonderful fish, and this is the time of the year when they bite the best. All right, we got a break coming up. We come back, going to get to some more of your text messages, 504-260-1870, and also tell you what's coming up on next week's show. Very important to you waterfowl hunters. That's next, right here on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. All right, we get text messages every week from our audience at 504-260-1870, and we got some to share with you. This one says, thanks so much for your podcast. I drive 600 miles a night and can't stay up all day. Your podcast enables me to hear the entire show. Many thanks. That's from an Alabama area listener. Thank you so much for listening. Here's a question coming in. What impact does avian influenza have on wild ducks and geese? Of course, that's the bird flu. It's affecting the domestic poultry industry right now, and eggs are really high because of it. There's a shortage of chickens. Certainly, wild ducks and geese are blamed for spreading it across the continent because they are migrants and they travel from up north down south. They can spread it to domestic flocks. It's hard to gauge the exact impact it has on wild ducks and geese because of the problem of they're wild. They're hard to come by, and they do suggest if you recover a bird while you're hunting or while you're out there fishing and you see something that appears to be a sick, ill bird, You might want to report that to the Department of Wildlife and Fisheries. All right, we have the backstrap stacker. He's checking in from Mobile, Alabama. They go from the woods to the parade routes. He finished up a great deer season. Time to dust off the fishing and get his honeydew list going on. Good plan. Here's a question. Will there be a Louisiana Sportsman Show this year? Yes, there will. In fact, I've got some information. I have to record a commercial this weekend. You'll be hearing a lot more about it. It's coming up near the end of March, and you'll be hearing about it in the coming weeks. Mad Trucker is checking in, and here's our Ohio listener. Good morning. Missing the warmth of home, Enola, with a cup of Cajun coffee. Snowed 4 inches overnight. So fun to see critter tracks coming in and going in the snow. In case you haven't heard, the warmth of Enola hadn't been so warm. We actually had anywhere between 7 and 10 inches of snow ourselves down here, some below freezing frigid temperatures, because that is an anomaly. It doesn't happen very often, but I think we're going to get another freeze probably at the end of next week. But I think for the most part, yeah, we do have some warmth here as opposed to Ohio. All right, I got some more text to get to, and also going to tell you about the special program we're going to have. Some couple of biologists joining us next week to talk about the waterfowl demise in this country, why they think it was caused, what they think can be done about it. But first, we need to pause a quick 10 seconds so our local stations can tell you who they are and where they broadcast this show on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, our bridge tender, that is the Wycloski Bridge. That's the one that takes you right down to Shell Beach in Hopedale, across the Bayou Lutra. That one, Butch is the operator there, and he tells us that parade Robbie and I were talking about is next Saturday. So if you're going to be headed down to Shell Beach or Hopedale or Delacro, any of those areas, and you're going to be driving through Chalmette and St. Bernard, you might want to plan your trip accordingly. Look for that parade map. The Crew of Nemesis, I think, is the name of it. All right, we have Don, also known as Bug Eye Shrimp, checking in. He says, we have the Gulf of America. All the fish now are American. Well, I'm hearing some people say, well, you know, we don't have any regulations set for the Gulf of America. They were set for the Gulf of Mexico. If you want to take a chance and go out there and say, well, this is not the Gulf of Mexico I'm catching these fish. This is the Gulf of America. Show me the regulations. You're on your own on that one. Do it at your own peril. And here's one from the Colonel in Hatman. He's getting after a few hogs, and he's going to switch over to springtime bass fishing and turkey hunting. That's the way to do it, Colonel. You know, take what Mother Nature gives you and when she gives it out. And the match director is heading to Donaldsonville. They got a monthly service rifle match, and he's reminding us that the Louisiana Shooting Association has their annual membership tomorrow at Cabela's, 10 a.m. if you want to join or support the Louisiana Shooting Association. Just a note to folks who have organizations or groups that put on events and you'd like us to mention it, if you can, send it to us ahead of time instead of, you know, right at the moment or the day before. Give us some advance time to let the listeners know. And the way to do that, the best way to do it, there's a lot of ways to contact me, but if you go to my website, DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com, there's a website there with a lot of recipes and all kind of other information. There's a contact button. Just hit the contact, and you can shoot me an email. You can attach pictures. You can attach flyers, whatever you like. And if we have time, as we have time, we'll be glad to pass that information along to our listeners. All right, if you want to get one of those texts in, 504-260-1870. Here's a vote to raise the limit on scaup. Scaup, meaning also known as a dogri in Louisiana. It's a diving duck, and they once just covered up the Louisiana open lakes and bays. And for some reason, I still don't think they ever got to the bottom of it. There was a big demise in the population of them. Up north, they call them bluebills. And the limit has been drastically cut back. I can remember the days when there were 10 per person per day. And then at the end of the season, they would extend it on those species only because there were so many here late after the regular season. And while I do see them making a comeback, I don't know if you could convince the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service to act on their data, however good or bad it is, to increase the limit on the scaup. Although they're talking about doing pintails, and a lot of people are opposed to an increase in the pintail limits. All right, so we got, speaking of waterfowl, yeah, all you duck hunters, next week I'm going to have David Rave and Paul Jakubczak, a couple of retired biologists who have done a lot of studies and research, basically dedicated their lives to waterfowl management. And they, along with another group of biologists, have been sounding an alarm. And there's some evidence out there is that We don't have the waterfowl populations that we did, and there's a lot of reasons, they say, for it. And they're asking the duck hunters, the waterfowl hunters, to speak up and maybe make some sacrifices. And the question is, would you be willing as a duck hunter to sacrifice days or limits in order to improve the population to get it back to where it needs to be? We're going to talk more about what they say and also the latest statistics I have when we come back right after this time out. You're listening to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. All right, next weekend we're going to be saying calling all duck hunters. And, you know, we're going to be talking with a couple of biologists who are retired, Paul Jakubczak and David Rave, a couple of guys I've got a lot of I got a lot of confidence in what they say, and they're going to be pointing out some things. And just to bring us all back, I want to quote what the report from the Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries population estimate was just at the beginning of this past season. And it says the 2024 November survey estimate of 510,000 ducks in Louisiana's coastal region and the Little River Basin is again the lowest on record, 12%. Well, actually 12.7% lower than last November's previous record low, which was 584,000. This year's estimate was 37% lower than the most recent five-year average, 58% lower than the most recent 10-year average, which was 1.2 million. That was the 10-year average. And the increases, the only increases, were some blue-winged teal and the pintail. All the other species regularly and historically reported showed annual declines of more than 20%. Not a very pretty picture. Now, there was one bright spot, 107,000 black-bellied whistling ducks, those Mexican whistlers that have been moving their range further and further north. More of them have been coming. They're up 600% from back in 2023. And Madison Sheehan, the Secretary of the Department of Wildlife and Fisheries, has made a request that we include those into the teal season to give hunters more opportunity when they're here. They're here more during the late summer and early fall than they are during the regular fall and winter seasons. But aside from the black-bellied ducks, there's been a lot of talk. You know, there's certain areas who enjoy really outstanding waterfowl hunting every year. Ryan Lambert, perfect case down there at Cajun Fishing Adventures, down near the mouth of the river. Very unique situation on the birds there. But for the most part, if you talk to a Louisiana duck hunter who's hunted these waters and marshes and swamps for many, many years, they will tell you it's just not what it used to be. And these biologists that we're going to have on, they're going to define what they feel is the problem. I sent them an outline when they requested to come on, and they filled it in, and these are the things we'll talk about, is exactly what the problem is, what the causes were, why we have this decline. I think it's obvious to everyone, even up the flyway, where they're not seeing the birds they used to. What's adding to the problems that already existed? It's getting worse. And also we'll get them to talk about some of the remedies, what they think it's going to take to turn this around. And also talk about that new pintail strategy and all the things that they think needs to change. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, be ready if you're a duck hunter. They're going to suggest that you tighten the belt and we cut back. We have been doing 60-day, six-bird seasons for a long time. A lot of waterfowl hunters may not realize it, but it's totally based on the number of mallards. The mallard fall flight, which these biologists think that is flawed. They're operating on flawed data with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. And that there's some apprehension and fear of cutting the seasons back. We actually have options, depending on the population estimate, to go 60-day season, 45-day season, or 30-day season. 30-day season with 3 bucks per day is kind of the death knell. I remember in Louisiana, we went to that, and we lost half the waterfowl stamp sales. 50% of duck hunters quit. A lot of them turned over to deer hunting, and a lot of them have never come back. But the waterfowl hunting numbers have kind of slowly risen because there's more opportunity with the 60-day seasons. But, you know, teal, shovelers, ringnecks, a lot of the other birds, particularly gray ducks and widgeons, the birds that Louisiana has become Louisiana's bread and butter ducks, those ducks don't. The populations aren't even figured into whether we have how long the season is and how many birds. It's all around mallards. And talk to any Louisiana duck hunter, and the mallard is almost like an endangered species. We just don't see many mallards here like we used to. And there's some question about the whole mallard population. Is it really what they say it is? And are there influences from conservation organizations and hunter organizations who are in fear that if they cut back to these stringent regulations and bag limits and reduce the dates that you can go, if we lose duck hunters, we lose duck hunting. There's no doubt in my mind. The regular population and tax dollars, that's not where waterfowl population and management is funded. It's funded through hunters' license dollars, from stamp money that comes in, and the money that conservation organizations raise, and whether they put it in the proper place or not, well, that's up for another discussion. But anyway, bottom line, if you're a duck hunter, please tune in next week. We're going to open up our text line. I would love to hear from you some of your comments, and we're going to ask you some tough questions about your preferences or what you would be able to be willing to withstand in order to keep waterfowl hunting and waterfowl populations going. Very interesting program we got coming up, so I hope you'll tune in for that. All right, here's one from Mike Smith. He said, despite November's low population, they had the best first split in years. That's Mike Smith, the guy I hunted with in Delacro, had a really good year. So that flies in the face of what the forecast was. But again, I think local conditions kind of will vary greatly. I know where there's been some years, and Mike will tell you, where they predicted we were going to have a bumper crop and some of the best years ever, and it turned out to be the worst years ever. So again, that kind of validates what some of these biologists are saying about whether the information and the data with which they're using to set these seasons and regulations is flawed or not. So that's a big discussion coming up next week. Hope you'll be tuned in. All right, later on we're going to talk about another problem, but this is an overpopulation problem. Feral hogs, not just Louisiana, but all across many of the states having problems. Troops in Tusk, they put on a wild hog tournament. Serves a lot of purposes. Number one, it helps reduce the feral hog population. Number two, it provides some high protein and some meat for the underprivileged, because it's all donated to organizations like Hunters for the Hungry. And it raises money for a very worthwhile cause for veterans. Derek Poor is going to join us right after the top of the hour. He's the director, and he's going to talk about all the activities taking place next week, Saturday and Sunday, primarily at the Delcrum Shrimp Festival grounds in Delcrum. All right, but right now we're going to take a quick break, and we come back. Darrell Carpenter joins us. He keeps an eye on Grand Isle, Leeville, the only that way. And tell us what it looks like down there if you're going to plan on a fishing trip. He's next on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. Hey, let's check in with Captain Darrell Carpenter, realscreamers.com. And, Darrell, can you update us any more on the extent of the fish kill down in that area? It seems to be one of the areas that was the hardest hit.
Well, Don, you know, there's been no more anecdotal evidence of it, so to speak. I mean, we're not seeing any more dead fish or anything like that. You know, during that warm-up we had a week or so ago, it didn't seem like it hurt very much because there was fish everywhere. Now, this week's been a little bit different, been a little bit difficult. There hadn't been a whole lot to talk about simply because, you know, we're in that time of the year where it's very hard to plan anything. You try to plan a trip, and you know, just like the last couple of days, you try to plan a trip, and then you show up, and, you know, the wind's done kicked up to 20, 30 miles an hour, and, you know, you got to send people to the store to buy rain gear because you know they're going to get wet cutting across that bay and that type of stuff. So it's kind of difficult to plan anything and spend a lot of time on the water this time of the year. But, man, I mean, I'm optimistic. The reports that we got, you know, and all of the fish that came in during that little warm snap, I'm kind of optimistic. It wasn't as bad as you know, as a lot of it kind of seemed at first.
Yeah, I think that's kind of the consensus that's coming out. And, again, in the scheme of things, you know, you might see a pile of dead fish in one particular area and it looks massive, but when you look at the total numbers of fish and the amount of area, water area that we've got out there, it really doesn't amount to a whole lot.
Well, you know, you can pile up all of the pictures, all of the social media stuff, and everything that I saw, you know, around the Barataria Basin, and it don't equal one Saturday in June for what rolls into Bridgeside Marina.
That's what I'm talking about, yeah.
I mean, you know, I keep telling my people that are calling and asking about it, my customers are worried about it. Like, I keep telling them, you know, we got somewhat of an idea of what died, but we have no idea of what lived, and time's going to tell that. I mean, we need some stable weather to come in. We need it to start warming up. that the water temperatures have been way up. But let it start warming up and get a little bit of consistency to it. And within a couple of months, we should be able to tell you, look, are we going to have a tough couple of years while they rebound, or is it going to be normal? But only time's going to tell that right now.
You know, Dal, when the reports come in on fish kills because of freezes, generally it's speckled trout, number one, because they're probably the one that's most susceptible. But you do hear about black drum and redfish. You ever hear of a whole bunch of sheephead freezing to death? That is one tough fish.
You know,
I don't think it bothers.
I was talking to two other charter captains the other day, and that was the topic. The topic was, you know, if anything's concerning about it, it's the number of sheephead that we saw dead.
Oh,
now,
that's unusual.
Now that tells me, you know, I guess what I'm analyzing on that is apparently we still had a whole lot of grass and stuff left in the marsh, and those sheephead hadn't moved out for their spawn yet. Because a lot of people think sheephead's main ingredient or main diet is barnacles and that type of stuff, but their primary diet is grass. I mean, they're pretty much vegetarian. So, I mean, that's why you see them in the summertime and in the spring in all of these ponds and stuff. When you get in the shallow water redfish ponds, you got all these sheephead in there because they're in there eating vegetation. But you know, it kind of surprised me to see them all floating.
Yeah, I think that's probably one of the things that protect them is the fact that they do spawn offshore and they probably leave before any of the freezes get there. But this one kind of caught them, I guess, with their pants down, so to speak, and probably took a toll on them. But there's so many sheephead out there, you know, again, it's I don't think it's going to make much of a difference at all.
No. And frankly, you know, they are a commercial fish, but the price that they've been getting the last few years, there hasn't been a whole lot of pressure on them on the commercial side either, I don't believe.
Yeah, and that's a shame. And I guess it's all over that name, you know. Sheephead kind of deters people from considering a real delicacy when you hear that name and you look at those big teeth when you look at the fish. But it's as fine a fish to eat as there is that swims in salt water. There's no doubt about that.
That is correct.
They outlawed calling it bay snapper because they said that was a deceptive practice because they're not a member of the snapper family. And then they came up with Rondo Seabrim. How many people call you, Darrell, and say, hey, I want to catch some Rondo Seabrim. What you got open?
I've never heard that whatsoever, but I have seen a lot of restaurants sell it swine, calling them catfish. So, I mean, where is the deceptive practice, right?
Yeah, well, they're starting to crack down on that, particularly with the shrimp. That's a whole nother story about places that are saying fresh Gulf shrimp and come from another Gulf, not the Gulf.
Yeah, Gulf of where?
Or the Gulf of America. They're coming from the Gulf of Indonesia and the Gulf of Ecuador. You know, and you talk about tariffs. That's where tariffs need to be, is on those shrimp coming in.
You know, it's been a good couple of weeks, and it's going to be a good couple of weeks for this next freeze going to do like I'm doing. I mean, my boat's up on blocks right now, and we're finishing up on some fingernail polish and some hair curlers and trying to get her looking good or looking better at least. And, you know, it's tough right now, man, with the weather being as unstable as it is this time of the year. It's time to do the maintenance
it's gonna
get things ready.
Darrell, realscreamers.com, give them that phone number.
225-937-6288.
And I got it memorized. Thank you, Darrell. Talk to you next week.
Have a good one, Don. See you Tuesday.
All right, we'll see you Tuesday night. Full hour of Outdoors coming up right after.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
After this. And welcome into the second hour of the show. Glad to have you with us. Coming up shortly, we'll be talking to Mike Gallo, getting a fishing report from him. Also, Brendan Bayard with a paddler's report. Ryan Lambert from DTR down the river. And we'll also talk to Maddie McKee, a Lady Tiger softball player. They got a great start. And she was the star of this week's Tigers in the Wild episode, airing on Bayou Wild TV, and we'll get her to tell you her story of her Cat Island getaway that was shared with LSU pitcher Gavin Guidry. But right now it's time to talk about Troops and Tusks, the 2025 festivities. It's coming up next weekend, and the guy that knows more about it than anybody else, Derek Poor, joins us now. Derek, good morning. Thanks for joining us, and thanks for what you do with this wonderful event. Tell us about it.
Good morning, sir. Yes, so it's a 3-day hog tournament, roughly 60 hours of hunting. Each team takes a veteran out for those days. They kill as many hogs as they can. They bring them to us gutted. We weigh them, we skin them, and we donate them to non-government funded food kitchens and to Hunters for the Hungry.
And there's also some festivities that go on at the Dalcrum Shrimp Festival grounds where the weigh-in is going to be held, correct?
Yeah, yes, sir. So the weigh-in will be held at 319 East Main Street in Dalcrum at the Shrimp Festival grounds. We have festivities both the 22nd and the 23rd, as well as food being served, bounce houses for the kids, vendors set up, a lot of veteran information out there, a lot of different associations that help veterans in different ways are going to be out there. So we ask for everybody that's coming in on Saturday and Sunday, it's one canned good and one dry good per person or child at the gate. We then turn around and take that, take those goods and donate them to their kitchens as well.
I'll tell you what, that's a very low price of admission. And there's some good entertainment coming up, too.
Yes, sir. Swampland Revival is closing us out on Sunday. We have Prentice James and the Bad Boys on Saturday, and we're looking for a good time out there.
Very good. If a team wants to participate, the hunting actually starts at noon on February 20th, and you can go till midnight on the 23rd. Tell them how to get in touch with you if they want to sign up a team or get more information about how they can get their team in it.
Yes, sir. Today is the captain's meeting here in Abbeville, Louisiana at the VFW. We'll be here all day long. From doors open up at 10. We'll probably end around 3. But if they have any questions or somebody needs to get a hold of me and wants to make a team, my number is 337-353-0047. Or they can contact us through the website, www.troopsandtus.com.
Troopsandtus.com. I've got the phone number here in case someone didn't get it and needs to get it. I'll pass it along to them. If you would, Derek, tell us, what did it take to win last year's tournament?
Last year's tournament, we had our biggest boar was a 242 pounds gutted.
Woo! That is a big dude. And what was the total weight as far as the stringer?
I believe our three-man stringer was around 600 and something pounds last year. It was a very good year last year.
Good spectator event and a good participation event. Derek, you do a great job on it. Thank you for putting this in, and hope everybody get out and help those vets and also help us try to control this feral hog epidemic we got going on in Louisiana. We appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. There he goes, Derek Poore. And if you want to participate, check him out, Troops and Tusk, Tusk, T-U-S-K-S.com. All right, coming back after this, well, we're going to be talking to Maddie McKee, LSU softballer. Boy, what a great start they off to. And she had a great time on a Cat Island getaway at the Tarpon Tales Lodge with Gavin Guidry, LSU baseball pitcher. Also, Captain Jeremy McHugh will tell you all about what you'll see. Or you can watch it for yourself at BayouWildTV.com. Find a station near you, or you can watch it on our YouTube page. We're back with Captain Mike Gallo. Get his Born on the Bayou report next on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And our Born on the Bayou report is a presentation of Sea-Tone. Now, if you weren't tuned in last week, we talked to Captain Chris, who is the Sea-Tone owner for many of our area listening areas, and he was telling us about some of the rescue stories that those guys do and also some tips to keep you from being rescued. One thing we did not get into, and I wish we had, was what the cost is to you if you don't have a membership. And it can run into the thousands of dollars. But if you have a $249 per year membership, you get unlimited fuel drops, jump starts, tows, whatever it takes to get you back in as often as you like. Not that you want to do it a lot, but it won't cost you a penny extra, and it can be very expensive. If you want to get signed up, call Captain Chris. You're going to find him at 504-301-4545 or go to their website at seato.com. Captain Mike joins us, and he don't leave home without Seato, that's for sure. And what else do you not leave home without, Mike?
Well, I have a lot of things I need to take with me to make sure I have a safe and also a productive trip when I'm out on the water. So I take quite a few things with me. If I'm lucky, I get to take people like yourself fishing.
Yeah. Well, you know, one thing that you do that, and this would not apply to all captains, but the area you fish dictates that you have a safe backup route, or maybe a backup route A, B, and C, because depending on conditions, and sometimes at the way you got there, you can't come back. But you've got it all planned out, and I don't think there's any situation where you would not be able to get back safely.
Well, I know what you're talking about, fishing the Biloxi Marsh and crossing Lake Bourne. And there's been quite a few times we've gotten over there and the forecast wasn't accurate or the weather got to us sooner than we expected. And the lake just gets too rough to safely navigate. And look, sometimes you got to take the long way home because that's the safe way. And obviously, if that's the safe way, you want to take the safe route so that you ensure you get back and everyone's safe in the process.
Mike, it's apparently, from the best reports we've got, fish kills in your area have not been extensive. How did you guys do in the past couple of days and end of last week with this little warm-up? Did it present any bumps in the fishing activity?
I did not see any dead fish from the freeze. I got one opportunity to fish last week. I actually fished on Super Bowl Sunday. I was feeling nostalgic, you know. Captain Kenny Krieger went out on Super Bowl Sunday and caught a 12-pounder. I had a small window of opportunity. The weather was perfect, and I thought, if it could happen to him, maybe it could happen to me. Well, yeah. Now I know the answer to that. It did not happen to me. I caught.
Well, the Super Bowl was at a different time of the year when he caught his than when you went fishing. Super Bowl used to be
That's
a lot
true.
Earlier. I think he caught his on right around the end of January, maybe, or even mid-January when Super Bowl was.
Yeah, that was January. I don't know the date, but it was January of 1999. And I was just hoping, you know, maybe I could catch a 12-pounder. That's not something a lot of people can say. They've caught a 12-pound speckled trout. Mm-mm. You know, very few. Well, one that used to be able to say that in Louisiana, you know, so not many of those at all. I took a chance. I went out. I did catch some beautiful trout. I caught 8 speckled trout. I had 1 freshwater catfish. I fished all matrix plastics on a drop shot. I was heading back about 3 o'clock. And I was thinking to myself, that's not too bad for February. All my fish were good size. They were all 15 inches and above. And when I get back to the dock and get ready to clean them, I realized that I had my limit of oversized fish. You know, that's not something we're used to thinking about. You know, we're accustomed to catching 1 bull red, which has changed. But now we can keep 2, and I wonder if we're going to start calling them bull trout. But anyway, I had 2 over 20, and I thought, oh, I did limit out. Not too bad.
That's right. Yeah, it depends on what the regulations are as far as whether you limit out or not, and it's changing constantly. Well, what do you think's going to happen? We got a big switch coming around tomorrow. We got south winds right now, and we'll switch around to northwest, and a little rainy weather coming in. It's typical February type stuff.
It is typical February type stuff. Fortunately, our water temperatures have warmed up quite a bit. When I was out last Sunday, water temperature was 63. And having that water warm is going to scatter the fish out quite a bit, having this cold front coming. Now, they didn't scatter far from deep water. I was in Lake Pontchartrain, so I was in relatively deep water. But if you're in the marsh or one of your favorite spots, they're going to be relatively close to some deep water, deep being 10 feet or over. And that's a good thing for this time of year and this next freeze that is predicted to come this way. Those fish will just head down into that deeper water when the water temperatures start to get really cold again. And hopefully we'll once again escape having a fish kill. And on the backside of that, the water is going to slowly start to warm up, and it'll be the same pattern. Those fish will slowly start to feed again.
Very good. Well, Mike, if somebody wants to plan even long range, I know you got people that book trips this time of year for way in the summer and even into the fall. Tell them how to get you to check out your schedule so to make sure they get a trip booked on, get it down, put in before they lose their dates.
Yes, we are booking trips. My appointment books are open. I have a team of captains that work with me, and we try to accommodate everybody that we can, large groups, small groups, it doesn't matter. We like fishing, and we like taking people fishing. But the best way to reach me would be DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com, my website, which is AAofLA.com. Social media, we're on Angling Adventures of Louisiana, and the telephone number is 985-781-7811.
Mike, something I want you to think about for next week. I didn't want to hit you with this, blindside you at the spur of the moment, give you some time to think about. But I want you to think about a customer or two that began fishing with you that just really was bad. I mean bad. And then they have become maybe the most improved angler you've ever seen over the years of fishing with you. If you can think of a couple of those instances, I'd like to hear those stories next week.
Oh, that already brings people to mind. So
I'm sure it does.
That's something we can certainly talk about. Yes, sir.
We'll do it. Thanks, Mike. Have a great weekend.
All righty, Don. You have a great weekend yourself, and we'll see you next week.
There he goes, Captain Mike Gallo, born on the bayou. Coming up next, we got a lot of people like to paddle around and catch their fish. Well, now they're putting electric motors on the kayak, so they're back into motoring, and that's been a big discussion going on. But Brendan Bayard's going to join us, the winner of the Minimalist Challenge. Most recently, he's going to tell you about some upcoming tournaments that are put on by the Bayou Coast Kayak Fishing Club. He is next, and you'll hear him here on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And our Paddler's Report is a presentation of No Wake Outfitters. You'll find them at 1926 Airline Highway in Metairie, and they have some fly fishing 101 courses that are offered. They got one starting today, and I don't know if it's full or if they've got a last-minute opening, and due to the weather, if you think you might want to take that in. It's a 3 or 4 hour class, and it starts with the fundamentals and goes through all of the steps of casting instruction. It also includes getting your first fly fishing rig. That's the rod, the reel, the line, the leader. It's a $250 value, and they've also got some super Tackle Tuesdays. On Tuesdays, check out all the conventional tackle and fly fishing equipment you could ever need. It's at No Wake Outfitters, 1926 Airline Highway in Metairie. Brendan Bayard joins us now. And, Brendan, we talked about you last week, but let me congratulate you and your son in person for taking first and third place in the Minimalist Challenge. It was a tough tournament, but you guys emerged victorious. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you, sir. It was a fun tournament. It was tough. It was, we were all fishing amidst, basically a fish kill all around us. All the banks were filled with fish. And, once you saw that, you're like, I better go to where there's some deep water and just really stay there. No matter how slow the bite is, I'm not going to go anywhere there's shallow water. And so basically that's what I did and just kind of hung out in that Bayou Lafourche corridor and didn't go really far from it.
I guess there were some people probably tempted to grab some of those dead fish and put them in there.
Yeah, it was that bad. But, those fish were floating everywhere. It was pretty stinky outside. It was something you don't see, luckily, that often. But I remember a few freezes, and, this one seems pretty bad. But hopefully when spring comes around and fish start spreading back out in earnest, and we get some fish coming in from the Gulf, it'll get a little bit better.
Very good. Well, I got a couple of events coming up in March. Tell us about the Bayou Coast Kayak Fishing Club events on the 22nd and again on the 29th.
Yeah, we have the Trout Challenge. It's coming up. It's going to be in St. Bernard Parish and the Lake Pontchartrain Basin, so you're able to go either of those places. We had one tournament, a couple of years ago, where we had the Lake Pontchartrain Basin, and the size of the trout were just absolutely phenomenal. So if the weather holds right and you're able to get out there, it should be a good place to go. We probably don't have as much fish kills in those kind of areas, so that probably is a better, healthier place than some of these shallower zones. But the east side of the lake didn't, or the east side of the river didn't do as bad as the west side, so we're looking forward to that event coming up on the 22nd, and then Boats on the Bayou over there in Metairie. That's going to be on the 29th. So that's always a fun event that the club participates in and has a lot of people out there for.
How's the Trout Challenge work? What is the limit? What are the boundaries? And where's the weigh-in station?
That is going to be a CPR tournament on Tourney X. So you'll just register on that. And I don't know. I haven't looked to see it where the weigh-in is exactly yet, but I know that that's going to be mainly done on the app, and you're going to use that your ruler, your approved measuring device with the club, and take pictures of those photos and, you know, put your five trout up on there. Use your measuring device and your marker. Take pictures. And then the best person with the best length is going to win that event. It's pretty fun.
And the website to register?
bckfc.org. And then I'll show you the links.
Very good. Now, March 29th, Boats on the Bayou. That's part of the City Park Big Bass, the oldest freshwater fishing rodeo in the nation.
Yep, yep. You're going to be all over Bayou St. John and, you know, fishing all over there for some bass and who knows what. So bring your depth finder and hit those banks. And, you know, I'm always pretty surprised. They have some pretty big bass up in there. So and it's, you know, really close to a bunch of people, so it shouldn't be a far drive for many.
Very good. Brendan, thanks for the report. As always, we appreciate it. Have a good weekend, and we'll talk to you next time.
Yeah, hopefully we get some lighter winds next weekend. These winds today are a little bit too much for me, but good luck yeah, to anybody who's going out there today.
Very good. Thanks again, Brendan. Appreciate it.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Brendan Bayard, one of our two field reporters. Great guy, and boy, he's really good on those tournaments. All right, when we come back after this, it's Bad Boys of the Outdoor time. Got a story, this time the case of the greedy deer slayer. His story is next, right here on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Radio Network. All right, checking our text messages. We got this one says, Mr. Don, if your next week's duck experts are federal employees, you might have to go to Plan B, talking turkey. Well, they're actually both retired, and I have not heard any threats to reduce employees at the Department of Natural Resources, which would be U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service or any other federal agency that takes care of wildlife management. But who knows? It could be coming down the pike. All right, we have this one from David Hubble over in Alabama. It's not too cold, not too hot. As far as checking the long-range forecast for next Saturday in Baton Rouge, he thinks the temperatures are going to be perfect for a boucherie is where he will be, and he'll be doing a live report from the boucherie for us. If you're not familiar with it, we have been there with Bayou Wild TV and documented. It's a great event. They actually do everything from slaughtering a hog at the beginning of the morning very early. Then they do the gutting, the butchering, and demonstrate how every part of the hog is used. And it's an old Louisiana and very early, early American and European tradition of having a boucherie. And in addition to the hog, there's raccoon and rooster fricassee, beaver tail, all kinds of different exotic dishes and cultural dishes and activities that take place. It's kind of taking a step back in time, and they give some seminars and talks. It's a wonderful event. It's held at the John Foltz, Chef John Foltz's White Oak Estate and Gardens in Baton Rouge. And if you want to check it out, it is open to the public. And just check out Boucheret or go to johnjfoltz.com, and I'm sure you can find more information on it there. All right, we're going to take a 10-second pause, and when we come back, I'm going to tell you about the Case of the Greedy Deer Slayer. It's a feature we do each and every week right here on the Outdoor Show called Bad Boys of the Outdoors. And this guy is next right after we let our local stations identify themselves along the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. Well, just a couple of weeks back, January 26th, Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fishery agents responded to a complaint. It was one of those citizens' tips about a subject killing over his 6-deer season limit. During their investigation, the agents identified one Frank Kirby as the subject that piled up 10 white-tailed deer. Kirby fessed up to agents that he took 10 deer during the 2024-25 season in Union and Ouachita parishes, with 7 of those deer being antlered and the other 3 being antlerless. He also admitted to taking 3 of the antlered deer silently but deadly at night using a crossbow, for taking deer during illegal hours, taking over the season limit of deer, and taking over the season limit of antlerless deer, looking at a possible 120 days in jail, criminal fines of $1,950, and a civil restitution penalty of another $8,123 to replace the value of the game illegally taken and owned by the people of the state of Louisiana is 58-year-old Frank Kirby of Sterlington, Louisiana, in Ouachita Parish, our bad boy of the outdoors. Ah, they never end. The hits keep on coming. Yeah, I mean, you know, 10, come on, 10 deer, hunting them at night with a crossbow. That's not a sportsman. Ah, that's a criminal, and he deserves the max. Hope the judge really socks it to him. All right, we got some more text messages coming in. Let's see. This one says, do you ever create small game reports for coon, squirrel, chucks, rabbit, possum, etc.? Lots of folks hunt those on a regular basis. Yeah, we do, and I know there's a lot of people in it. We just got a lot to cover. In this area, we do so many different things, and when it gets to be the time, in fact, right now, small game hunting for squirrel and rabbit particularly is as popular as it ever is because of the vegetation being down and the temperatures being cool to get out there in the wood. You're not putting up with the bugs and stuff. All right, someone wanted to know, they missed the date and the time for the feature on duck hunting discussion next week. It's going to be next Saturday. We're going to start at 5:20, and we will go to 6 a.m., a full 40-minute discussion on the condition of the waterfowl in the state of, in not just the state of Louisiana, but all across the country and really the whole continent of North America. David Rave and Paul Jakobsak, a couple of retired biologists, will be joining us for that discussion, and hope you will too and participate in it. All right, we got Joe in Biloxi here. Yeah, well, look for me, Joe. I'll be at the boat show. Hope to see you over there. Here we got Fishing Freak 504. It's way too windy to fish offshore. They're headed down to the camp for a work weekend in Venice. Got to fix the road and the driveway. Well, at least you got it planned out, and you're probably picking a good time to do it. And this one says, I wonder if they're going to have any barbecued Hoover hog over in Alabama. Hoover hog. What was the Hoover hog? Was that the possum or the armadillo? I think it was the armadillo. Maybe somebody can clear that up. But people always know. Text us, 504-260-1870. All right, still to go. We got Captain Ryan Lambert. He's coming up next. Give us a fishing report from down in Plaquemines Parish. And we're also going to hear from Maddie McKee. Maddie is the star of this week's Tigers in the Wild episode. You can see it on Bayou Wild TV. It was a Cat Island, Mississippi getaway at the Tarpon Tales Lodge. Combination cast and blast with pitcher LSU pitcher Gavin Guidry. And, of course, Tarpon Tales is Captain Jeremy McHugh, who is now, by the way, I'm proud to tell you, an IGFA-endorsed captain. We're back with those stories and reports right after we pause 3 minutes on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. Oh, where is the plastic man? I'll find out in a second, but I did get this update in from Brendan Bayard. We were asking about the Trout Challenge, the award ceremony, and the weigh-in. It will be at No Wake Outfitters at 5 o'clock on March 22nd. That is the Bayou Coast Kayak Fishing Club's Catch, Photo, and Release Trout Challenge that's coming up. The official weigh-in will be at No Wake Outfitters, 5 o'clock, March 22nd, and we'll tell you more as we get closer to it. All right, back to Ryan Lambert. Where, oh, where is he? I think he's down in Mexico where they have no le jase, no problems, no worries, and no jases. What's going on in Mexico, man?
Shooting pintails, buddy, shooting pintails.
Oh, you're killing me. You just don't give it up, do you? Come on, man.
No, this is the last hunt. This is the last hunt I'm going on all day today. I'm shooting pintails right now, and I'm going to leave here with redheads. And the rest of the group is shooting. I got Ed Sexton with me from Baton Rouge, and everybody else is shooting quail this morning. Oh, we got tons of quail. Oh, my God.
I didn't know Ed knew how to shoot a shotgun. I thought he just was familiar with fishing poles. He can shoot? What kind of shot is Ed?
I didn't say he could. I said he's with me.
I understand.
Anything for extra limits.
I understand. You bring him along, so yeah, and let him think he's hitting them, and somebody else is actually doing the deed.
Get that pintail right there, buddy. Take that one. Take it now. Take him. Take him again.
Take him again. I tell you, this might be the only radio show where we have live shooting of ducks in Mexico. I don't know of any other that would have something like that.
Well, he came down. He went down on the other side. Yeah, you see, we can shoot lead here. And when you hit them, they fly. The big, you can watch them go down. They can go down.
Yeah, boy, the old days of lead, huh?
Oh, you forget. Everybody says, oh, business looks so good and function is so good. That's because they can't remember lead.
That's right.
Lead is bad.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad y'all having fun down there. Any fishing going on down there?
Actually, I would like to. They got big trout down here in Laguna Madre, and I like to go fishing. Sometimes we'll go and we'll bring the group. We'll duck out in the morning, then we'll go out to the beach. There's a cut that goes through, and the water is blue there. And you can go and we set up the camp, and the cooks come out. We fish all during the middle of the day, take a little siesta. Then we'll go back duck hunting in the evening. Oh, what a great day that is. The redfish and trout, they got snook. That mangroves early, here comes four on that right side, buddy. Coming in hard. Mm-hmm. Look like redhead. The redhead, they just buzzed them. There's a lot of teal, a ton of blue wings still down here, which is so unusual. Same at home. Blue wings ought to be in Honduras and Nicaragua. They shouldn't be up here right now, but there's a ton of blue wings here. So it's a strange year for ducks. It really is.
Has there been any talk of a revolt or down there about the taking of the Gulf of America being renamed?
No, they don't care about that. The people don't care about that. And actually, you know, being there's 10,000 troops on the border, I mean, there's military everywhere. Yeah. You know, and as quiet as it can be. I mean, the Trump effect is everywhere. It's crazy, but things are changing.
Yeah. Well, you having too much fun down there to keep up with the fishing back home where the boys are fishing out the lot?
Oh, no, they're catching lots of redfish, some trout. You know, this trout on the east side hasn't been good, but on the west side we're catching a few trout still. We know they had that big fish kill, but lots of redfish on the west side died. But the east side, no, we got plenty of redfish, plenty of bulls. They're doing real well.
Very good.
We canceled a couple of days because of the weather.
Yeah, it's going to be some pretty rough weather. What's the weather like down there in Mexico right now?
Well, the last 2 days it was really cold and really windy. Now today we're going to have 40-mile-an-hour winds out the south, and it's going to get to about 88 degrees. So yesterday I was cold the last 2 days, and today I don't have my jacket on. So
yeah,
it changes. Just a lot like Louisiana. Uh-huh. There's a lot of water here this year too. Tons of water, so the ducks are really dispersed this year, so it's a little more difficult for ducks this year, but we're still killing.
Now, you still have a tide situation there like you do at home where ducks move on the tides, or is that not an issue? It's not an issue.
No, the Laguna has got very, very little tide movement. You know, it's kind of, you know, just like in Texas, there's just not a lot of tide movement there. Mm-hmm. It's mostly blocked in a couple of little outlets, not enough to move all this water.
Yeah.
So it's good, but it's rare salinity, too. They eat their grass, and then they come to these freshwater ponds like I'm hunting right now to get some fresh water and purge that grass, you know.
Yep. Very good. Well, Tom, give them that phone number, Ryan. They can call you wherever you are if they want to get info.
That's right. It's 504-559-5111. Well, they can go to CajunFishingAdventures.com and check it out because the girls are booking them trips for this year. It's going to be a good year.
Very good.
River's going to be 2-9 in March, so it's going to be a great spring.
Tell Ed hello, and despite what you say, I think he can shoot.
Oh, yeah, he can shoot all right. You know, but I don't give him a hard time. He's going to think I'm not with him.
You got some backup. All right, guys, y'all have fun. We'll catch up with you next week when you
come
back. All right, Ryan Lambert down in Nolejase, their lodge down in Mexico. All right, coming back after this, we're going to talk to LSU Lady Tiger softball star Maddie McKee. She escaped with us for a Cat Island getaway, and very interesting activities going on there. And, boy, they're doing really great on the ball field so far, opening week. We'll be back to talk to Maddie right after this pause on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And thank you, Cullen Steele, for that very appropriate music to introduce our next guest, Maddie McKee, LSU Lady Tiger. Maddie, good morning. Thanks for getting up early with us.
Good morning.
Hey, congratulations on a wonderful start. 7-0, ranked number 7. You guys are looking phenomenal out there.
Thanks. It's been fun.
And you're playing this afternoon. I understand the game got moved up a little bit because of maybe some bad weather moving in.
Yes, we have a doubleheader today. It got moved up 2 hours, I think.
Ooh, who will you be playing?
Virginia Tech and Northwestern.
Well, good luck on those. But I'm going to leave the softball talk to some people who know a lot more about it than me. I want to talk to you about your Cat Island getaway that you and LSU pitcher Gavin Guidry went. We took you to Tarpon Tales Lodge with Captain Jeremy McHugh as our host. And tell us about your trip, what you did out there.
We went fishing, and it was really fun. I caught more fish than Gavin, so that was the best thing ever. And we went duck hunting, which I've never been before, and I shot my first duck, so I had a great time.
Well, you're one for one on the duck thing. That was the first duck you ever shot at, and it was a very unusual duck. It was a scoter, which people who are duck hunters that are listening will know that is something that rarely shows up in the Mississippi-Louisiana Gulf Coast, but... Tarpon Tales Lodge, what a wonderful place. Huh? I know since I've been working with you guys and girls with the LSU athletes on Tigers in the Wild, I've really found out about the busy schedules you've got, how hectic it is, but tearing time between the classroom and the ball field and the practices and dealing with media. It must have been really nice for you guys to get away to a place so quiet and peaceful.
Yeah, it was. Definitely just to get away from softball field and baseball field and practice and just, you know, get away for a weekend, not have to think about anything, but just having fun.
So are you sold on duck hunting now that you had a taste of it like Gavin is?
Oh, yeah. I really want to go again.
And the fishing, you know, the conditions for fishing weren't near as good as we had hoped, and that's part of it. That's one of the challenges and the good things about fishing and hunting is it's never a sure thing. And when you go out there, you got to deal with whatever it is Mother Nature gives you. But you guys stuck it out and managed to put some fish in the boat, and I'm sure you're looking for your next trip out there. How long does the softball season run?
All semester. I think the Women's College World Series is the first week of June, so this whole semester we'll be playing.
Yep. Tell me about Jeremy McHugh, our host out there. What a great guy, huh? You know, he's in the business of accommodating people and making them happy. What a job he does at the Tarpon Tales Lodge.
Yeah, he's great, very friendly. He was an amazing guy. The Tarpon Tales out there, it was beautiful. Very great place to stay if you're just looking for a weekend getaway. So, very good.
It was a little chilly on that boat ride, though, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, it was. But we pushed through. It's all right.
Yes, indeed. Well, Maddie, congratulations on so far an excellent start to the 2025 season. Hope you girls can make it to the finals and possibly a championship. What's down the road for Maddie McKee? Professional in softball or some other line of work that you're looking for?
I haven't really figured that out yet, but, you know, wherever God takes me is where I'll be.
Well,
I might want to play professional one day, but we'll see.
You got plenty of time to work on it. And it was a real pleasure being with you and Gavin. We really enjoyed the trip, and maybe we can make another trip again someday. And, again, best of luck to you on this season, and best of luck in your hunting and fishing adventures in the future.
Thank you. I think my dad wants to take me now, so.
Very good. Let us know how you're doing.
I will.
All right. There she goes, Maddie McKee. You can watch it today, LSU. They're on the SEC Plus Network. You can watch the game or go in person. They're playing in Baton Rouge. And I want to remind you this Tigers in the Wild preview is a presentation of Sunshine Equipment. They're your hometown John Deere dealer. All right, we're getting ready to wrap up. A couple things I wanted to mention to you again. Somebody wanted to know about the date. We're going to be at Scott's Marine in Alberta, the Baldwin County Teacher. That's going to be on Saturday, March the 8th. And I'll be there doing this show from 5 to 7, and then I'll be there probably hanging around for most of the afternoon. Come by and say hello. We got lots of prizes. I'll have some official Don Dubuque fishing hats. We'll have some St. Hubert's posters. Uncle Larry's gumbo. Wingbone is going to be out there demonstrating making the calls, and we're going to do a drawing to give it away. And Lucio, the owner there, has a lot of other prizes he'll be offering. You can stop by throughout the three-day boat show that's going on. And we'll be talking about some of the deals you can get on the boats. And then the following week, March 15th, we'll be at the Spring Fling at Martian Bayou in Mandeville. And next week, we'll be right back here. I got a special waterfowl show. All you duck hunters, you need to listen. We're going to talk about the problems with the waterfowl population and what some of the possible solutions might be. And we'll also talk fishing and all the things you and I just can't get enough of. We got to talk about it every week. It's a two-hour journey to the outdoors. We do it with you right here on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network.